superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I live, breathe, and eat football. Me love football. Me think football great.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I-N-D-Y!
Earlier on the show, Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt. From Showtime's Dexter, actor Michael C. Hall. Still to come, unified super middleweight champion Canelo Alvarez. Plus, actor and comedian Tracy Morgan. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've had quite a show already in the first 2 hours. Odell Beckham, we're still waiting for the official release by the Cleveland Browns. They've already announced their intentions to release him and place him in the waivers process that won't be completed until Monday afternoon. So get ready for a full week and a conversation on that subject matter. Tracy Morgan will be joining us on this program in 20 minutes time. We're going to need that laugh, I'll tell you that. And another subject matter that will be discussed all weekend long is what our friend Pat McAfee on his program just placed into the YouTube airwaves on his program. He gets to speak to Aaron Rodgers every single Tuesday. Aaron, just like the rest of America, loves Pat McAfee. A.J. Hawk, his former teammate, is sitting there with Pat, and he talks to Aaron every single week. And this week, I guess it got delayed because I think, was that the day that Aaron learned that he had COVID-19, or was it the day before? But at any rate, Aaron Rodgers just spoke to Pat, and I will just say this since everybody's commenting on it, and we're sitting here on live television. Boy, we've had a week. Commenting on live TV about Von Miller getting traded, Deshaun Watson not getting traded, and then and now this. Aaron's been good to this show. He's been good to me. And we've, you know, I've been around him. And when he came on this show last, just a few weeks ago, and I joked with him about him being on Kenny Mayne's Final Sports Center, you know, and he said he would do that for me, which I greatly appreciated, but that also meant that I would be leaving a spot, and I'm fine where I am, but that's what he said. So I will just say I've heard what he told Pat McAfee, and it is the bingo card of all the words that are used by people who are anti-vax, even though he said he's not anti-vax. And like I said to everybody, you know, it's what you want to do with your body. It's your choice, your body, your choice. I totally understand that. I get disappointed when people say that they are not going to take the vaccine because it is something that creates a variant that pierced my vaccination status, my double vax status, and, you know, got me sick. So I'm very, it's very personal to me. I could not be more patently disappointed by what Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee today. I could not be more outraged is the only word that I would be lumped in, because I guess he's lumped in anybody who's criticized him with a woke mob, with a cancel culture. I'm not canceling. Like, no one, you can't cancel Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, hopefully you'll get better, and we'll see you back out there on the field.
Yeah.
Okay? With your body actually filled with the antibodies that are required, that you could have had with the vaccine, mostly. Nothing beats the actual real antibodies from getting this thing, apparently. But it's so disappointing to hear him say that he didn't take the vaccine because he has an allergy to what's in the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. And I know you folks, you're sick and tired of hearing this stuff. I am too. Last thing I want to do, right before week 9 begins in full earnest here, is talk about this stuff. But it's an all-time great first ballot Hall of Famer with a huge platform saying things like this allergy in this vaccine caused him to not take it. Yeah, you're like running the risk of what? Something that's happening to you that has hardly happened to billions of people who have taken this. And yeah, it's a risk in the same way that he said that the Johnson & Johnson, which you took, Chris.
That's what I took,
right?
Yes.
He said he didn't take the J&J because of the clotting research that surfaced earlier this year. Anybody who does the research will know that the clots from the J&J vaccine were an issue with 6 women between the ages of 18 and 48 years of age. Just one quick Google will find that research out. So the MVP of the NFL, who puts his body on the line every day in the most random fashion you possibly can, puts his body and his health on the line with every snap. We once asked Howie Long of the Pro Football Hall of Fame at a Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony weekend, looking over the steering wheel of that upcoming season where Chris Long was taking on Kyle Long. And I said to him, you know, so rare, you know, when Eli took on Peyton, they weren't on the field at the same time. Your kids are on the field at the same time. What's going to be like that? And he didn't have a single sense of pride about it right off the top. He didn't talk about growing up, this happened, growing up, that happened. He says it's going to be awful because it's a car crash on every snap in the National Football League. That's what he said. And a quarterback in the NFL who puts his body on the line randomly every single week is saying, I'm not taking this vaccine because there's clotting issues, and somebody as smart as him couldn't Google it and find out that 6 women, between the ages of 18 and 48.
Someone who pointed out in that interview with Pat today that he is a critical thinker.
And doesn't want to run the risk of putting something that he would have an allergic reaction to.
Or the side effect.
I mean, the let me just say this. And then the NFL, it's a witch hunt and all of that business. I'm outraged that I would be considered, and hopefully not by him, because I've never had that experience as well. Like, I'm part of some cancel culture woke mob. No, I'm part of somebody that had this damn thing. And I've done everything that I possibly can to keep myself safer and everyone else around me safer with something that does not have 100%, of course not, success against keeping this from your body and keeping it from being spread around. It's a better shot of you not going into the hospital. It's a better shot of you not getting it all. It's a much better shot of you not spreading it around. I don't understand how this is to be questioned. And then it's woke cancel culture mob. Nobody's coming to cancel you, Aaron.
Yeah.
There's a difference between you can't play football anymore. You don't have a platform anymore. This whole cancel culture business again about you don't have a platform anymore. There is the largest platform out there called the internet. And one of the largest places on the internet to have a platform called Facebook. It's there for everybody who's apparently being canceled or is out there battling the woke mob. The largest cable channel on television gives a platform. The largest podcasters in podcasting, largest radio networks in radio. Who's being canceled with that sort of conjecture? I just, I can't bring myself to say anything more other than that I am profoundly disappointed to hear the words that this, the idea that it's the pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's just a total lie. Just honestly, folks, just look. And I always say, look it up. It's the internet. What can you believe? What can't you believe? Facts are facts. And if the vaccine is so great, then how come people are still getting COVID and spreading COVID? Because it's a friggin' pandemic. We've never seen anything like this. And a vaccine gives us a better shot of not getting sick and not being hospitalized. How do I have to keep repeating this? And it's just the fact that I disagree and I'm disappointed doesn't mean I'm a mob or I'm woke. And he's going to learn. There's a lot of people that he could have a conversation with or say, I know this is going to be disappointing people. Maybe he did that with Pat. I haven't seen it. It all happened. But, you know, you said everyone's talking about it. I know everyone's going to be talking about it. And I know, like, I'm just running through the same thing over and over again.
And my whole timeline and is just all this right now.
And so it's the last thing I really wanted to talk about today. This guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He is one of the most talented guys ever. And for somebody who has a higher plane of consciousness and intelligence to say things that are clearly clearly not proven, if he didn't want to take the vaccine, then come out and say it instead of just saying, I'm immunized. Did he talk about that?
Yeah,
with
so
Pat?
Rich, actually, he said that he did not lie and that he did not mislead when he said those statements, which, you know, we disagree with. But he said he kind of put it on the reporters and said, had he been asked to follow up, he would have explained everything that he told Pat about his allergies and his hesitancy with the J&J and the side effects, his issues with that, et cetera.
I guess he doesn't believe in masking either. I don't know.
He also said the organization and my teammates knew exactly what my status was.
Of course.
There was nothing that was hidden. I followed every single protocol.
No, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, the masking on the sideline, he said he thought it was a stupid rule and he just didn't want to do it.
Well.
It's all bummer.
Hey, man. The NBA saw one of their best players go through this, and now the NFL is going through this with one of their best players, which is on the fault line of what so much is being argued about and discussed in this country. So I'm not part of a woke mob, man. I'm not here to cancel them. I'm just here to say I'm very disappointed. It's the only way to put it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Let's have a little levity. Put your glasses on. I need to look over to my right and see TJ Jefferson's three-eyed raven sunglasses. It's time for TJ Jefferson's big-ass grab bag before Tracy Morgan. Words that delight me. I'll be very, very honest with you here on the Friday.
What's in the box?
Go for it.
Like we always do it this time. Kaboom! I guess who stepped in the room. TJ here. Look, I'm going to make this one quick, right? Halloween, as we all know, was last week, and millions upon millions of pounds of candy have already been shoved down the gullets of greedy little kids and also been stashed away by all you mean parents that took your kids' candy and hid it. And, you know, that got me to thinking about candy and snacks that I like, right? But it's always easier to come up with stuff you like. I decided to flip it to candy and snacks that I don't like.
Oh.
Okay. So what I did is I dug deep down into the big ass grab bag and I came up with this. TJ's top five most useless candies and chips. Okay. Now I threw chips in there because there's one that I can't stand. The rest are going to be candy. And here we go. All right. Coming in at number five. You ever have Chex Mix?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What is the deal with the rye chip? That little brown chip from Chex Mix. Yeah. Nobody eats that.
That's true.
Nobody.
That's my favorite part.
No. Are you serious?
No.
Who eats that?
I would remove it.
You guys are crazy.
Yep. I dig around it. I eat the peanuts. I'll eat the Chex. What's the rye chip doing in there?
Yeah,
I mean,
pretzel?
Maybe if I make a bowl of soup, I might stick it in there.
Yeah, right.
I don't want that in there. I don't know. It just,
well
it's not
done,
for
TJ.
Me.
Great
that comes
start.
To number five.
Great start. Great
right.
start.
Coming in at number four, you guys remember candy buttons?
Of course.
What, like, you'll see the picture. What is the point of candy buttons? You get like little dollops of candy that are stuck to wax paper that you got to get an X-Acto knife to scrape these things off.
Yeah, and then you always have the paper on the back of it.
You got the paper on it.
Paper
look
out.
At
yeah,
it, Rich. What you got? You might. You got to eat that whole strip there to even get any type of flavor. Like, what is the point?
And then sometimes
of candy buttons.
And sometimes you'd snap off like 10 or 12 in a row. You know.
Yes.
There, but it. Okay.
I can't remember if it was tasty or not. I just remember having a big issue.
Paper is terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe nowadays the technology can, it's a easier to tear away paper.
Maybe. Granted, I haven't had these in probably 15 years or so, but I remember thinking, what's the point of this?
I'm liking this.
All right, coming in at number three. Now, I don't know. My grandma used to give these out when we went to church at Mount Zion Baptist Church back in Altoona. Do you guys remember little root beer barrels?
Yes.
What? Yes. No, those, like root beer. These things were just, I mean, they were hard candy that you ate between Sunday school and church, at least I did. And if you bit one, you cracked your tooth. Like, I don't know, man. Root beer barrels, that candy did, it was useless.
Let me chime in here. Useless is a tough word for it. What they aren't is bingeable.
Okay, even better.
You know what I mean? Like, you can have
one, maybe two.
You ain't eating a handful
of
them.
But it's not like a roll of Spree that you could go through.
Yeah,
or,
right,
you know,
right,
like
yeah,
a Mentos. Like, you can be done with your Mentos in like 30. You know what I mean?
Grab a handful of M&M's.
They're not a bingeable hard candy.
Good.
That's a good save there, Rich. I appreciate that.
All right, very good.
All right, coming in at number two. I mean, these things, what we should do is we should pack all of these up into a spaceship. And the next time Bezos or Elon Musk takes a ride up in the outer space, take them up and just set them off. Let them free in the outer space and let the aliens eat them. Orange Circus peanuts. I don't think there's anyone on Earth can honestly say that they like this. What is this? It's like you took styrofoam and you put some type of orange flavoring in it. I can't even come up with a definition that's bad enough to describe how much I dislike these Orange Circus peanuts.
It's not like it's not like a Cheeto, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have cheesy flavor.
Right. It's gummy. It's kind of like what they put in your dentist office when they need to get to your teeth to keep your to keep your lip away from your gum.
That
right?
is it. That's like, why
that's,
we hate them.
That's what it, that.
They use circus peanuts in dental offices.
It's similar to the same consistency, right?
Actually, I think Marlon Brando put those in his cheese
the
from Godfather.
Yeah, I got these on. TK says these need to be on the next Bezos penis capsule.
Got an offer. You can't refuse.
Okay.
All right, so that's number two. And then coming in at number one, and look, I could have said the candy corn, because we all know how we feel about candy corn, but Rich loves it.
Right.
You know what candy corn is to me? And it's not on the list because I felt it was too obvious. But
it was too provocative.
Yeah, throw this in here. You ever have a change drawer? Everyone's got like a change drawer or a change bowl, right? And then like as you put the change in and you always pick them through the change and you pick the quarters and the dimes and nickels, what's left are the brown pennies. Nobody uses the pennies. That's how a candy dish is with candy corn. Yeah. It's going to be the last thing left in there.
Yeah,
like I said, it's not on the list because it was too obvious.
So what you keep saying.
All right, so number one on the list,
yes,
we love Starburst. Everyone loves Starburst.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
but the yellow Starburst. The point of a yellow Starburst?
Yeah.
Anyone who gets a yellow Starburst, your first instinct is to, when someone asks you for one, you scroll through the pack, you try to dig out all the yellow ones, you give them to your kids, or people you don't like.
Them.
We keep the red ones.
We keep
all the other colors. Yellow Starburst, I don't even understand what the point is. Nobody likes them.
And the long
lost
cousin of the yellow Starburst are Lemonheads.
Oh yeah, that was like,
you know what I mean?
Number
like
seven.
That's not bingeable at all. Like honestly, like my mouth is I've just had a reaction within my saliva glands just saying the word
like
lemon.
To enjoy it. So anyway, so that was it, man. That's TJ's top five most useless candies and chips. And as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone else says because I know this list is going to be extensive.
So the lemon Starburst, you're picking that out.
Yeah, those aren't. Nobody likes those.
Those orange
are the bomb.
Circus peanuts are just. God.
I haven't even seen those. Are those still around?
I haven't seen them in years, but I still remember the taste of them from when I was 10.
I thought the Nixon administration EPA banned it. I haven't had it since 1973.
Ship those out of here.
Sure. Those were
honestly, like that will be left on the face of the earth. Oh my gosh.
I don't know, man. The rye chips, I gotta disagree.
I just have no use for them.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
First thing out of a Chex Mix. First thing out.
No.
Gotta go.
First thing out of the Chex Mix is the rye chips. Well done, TJ.
Thank you, Rich.
Well done. TJ Jefferson's big ass grab back. Okay. Now that
I feel better.
I do feel better.
Hey, you know what I mean? I feel a little better.
Yeah, and then I keep circling back to the fact that Aaron Rodgers probably won't ever appear on the show again.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like spread a bummer. I do love my conversations with him, man. I do. And like I said, I said my piece.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to have it again. He's going to have a back and forth with members of the media when he comes in, I imagine. Unless he's like, I did it all on Pat. But he's a quarterback in the NFL. He's always going to be made available. Okay, 844-204-RICH, being the number to dial. Guess what we've got coming up next? The one and only Tracy Morgan. Just looking at his face makes you laugh, right? Just makes you smile.
Somebody getting pregnant tonight.
Tracy Morgan when we come back on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Oh my gosh. Is this guy one of my favorites? He was on our Rich Eisen Show draft podcast special like 2013, 14,
something like that.
In New York, he came in, he just lit it up. He just makes me smile no matter what. On SNL or back in the day on 30 Rock, which is available right here on Peacock. And now the last OG on TBS, one of the best and funniest. Love this guy. On the Mercedes-Benz van phone line is Tracy Morgan. How are you, Tracy?
Awesome. Thanks, Rich. I'm fine. How are you?
How was that intro? I think it's worthy of a man of your stature. I really do.
I thought it was awesome.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. Let's jump right into it. How into the Knicks these days are you, Tracy? I went to the New York Knicks.
I'm the biggest Knicks fan there is besides Spike, me and Spike. You know, the Knicks are doing well. They're way ahead of schedule. They're doing great. They're playing great ball, and they're balling. We just lost two in a row, but that's okay. You're not going to win every game.
Right.
The defense is impeccable when they turn it up. The defense is incredible. I'm glad they bought into Tiz's ideas. I'm glad they bought into his plan, and they look like they like playing together again. We got Nick Pride is back in the garden.
It feels like just there's no noise like the garden when it's rocking. It really
is. When the garden is on fire, do you know what John Lennon called New York City? He called it Rome, man. We're in the center of the universe.
Who's your favorite Nick? Who's your favorite Nick of all time?
I don't have a favorite, but I love Pat, man.
Pat.
Like Allen Houston, Pat. Bernard, Earl, come on, you can't say one.
You got that one for me.
You can't say one.
Mine is Bernard King. He's my favorite.
Bernard, come on. Bernard is a friend of mine. I could call Bernard on the phone right now. Bernard is the king, baby.
So you have Bernard King, Tracy Morgan. You have Bernard King on your speed dial. You could just call him up. You could do that.
Literally,
too.
Like literally, no lie. Literally, we talk. We're friends. We're very good friends. He's from Fort Greene Projects in Brooklyn. I'm from Tompkins Projects, right up the block.
He was my favorite. I remember seeing him when he got hurt after he hurt his knee. And I ran it literally as I was going into an elevator at Madison Square Garden in high school. He was in it and he was wearing this like gorgeous coat, like this beautiful like dress coat, just standing there. And I couldn't speak. I could not speak. I was so in awe of his presence. Tracy Morgan.
Bernard King, baby.
That's my. And now Julius Randle wears his number. Kind of throws me off seeing that, to be honest with you.
That's paying homage.
I know.
That's paying homage to Bernard King, baby.
Okay. And the Yankees, are you into them too, Tracy?
Come on. I worked at Game 4 for like 10 years. Scalping tickets, selling souvenirs, selling pretzels. Come on, man. I live right up the block from Yankee Stadium. I'm the old stadium, though. That's where I grew up, at the old stadium. Yeah. I grew up at the new one.
Yeah, when bat day, when they actually handed out weapons to fans, the first 10,000 fans, they're going to have bets.
I overcharged for those weapons, too. I had to give back Lorne Michaels. I had to give him back $20. No. I overcharged him for like 2-3 shirts and 4 bats.
No, hold on a second, because that we do play a game called Celebrity True or False with our guests, and that might as well just let's hit, based on some things that we read. We might as well hit that. Can you hit that right here? Let's just go for it with Tracy Morgan. We'll play Celebrity True or False with our we've got our whole production value to it. Go for it. Hit it, please.
True or false?
You can't handle the truth.
There you go. We got Jack as our production value. Okay, that was my first item for you. Is it true that you met Lorne Michaels as a vendor at Yankee Stadium, the SNL founder?
Yep.
Is that true?
Gate four. And I was a kid. And my friends told me, that's Lorne Michaels. That's Lorne Michaels. He came out of the players' gate. And I overcharged him for like 3 bats and some Yankee shirts. And then when I became a cast member, I gave him back like $14 and some cents. And he said, what's this for? I said, because I overcharged you for some items. He started laughing. He started dying.
This is when you said game 4, like what, the 96 World Series? Is that what that was, Tracy? What do you think?
Let me see what game.
When were you vendor?
It was a Derek Jeter. No, Mattingly. I think Mattingly was playing.
Okay, so that was probably like 95 or something like that. Okay, so what were you doing out there? You were selling stuff? So you were
scalping tickets. I scalped tickets. I sold souvenirs and I sold cocaine. And that's when it was $21 a gram. I'm getting 45 regardless of how it go down for me.
So this is true.
I'm sorry, because I live right up the hill. So I had tickets, I had cocaine, and I had souvenirs.
You had it all. That's what you're saying. Back in the day.
$20, $21 a gram.
And so you sold hats and bats and stuff like that. And that's how you met. Isn't that amazing?
Don't forget the coke.
You got something in there, Rich?
Tracy really was Hustle Man from Martin back in the day.
I really was.
You really was Hustle Man.
I worked souvenirs and I was Tony Montana on the side.
Tracy Morgan right here on the Rich Eisen Show amidst the greatest celebrity true or false of all time. Here's one too. True or false, you beat out Stephen Colbert in the final round of your Saturday Night Live audition. Is that true?
Them and Mark Maron.
You took them all down. So,
I became a star.
So, how did you get the audition to begin with? How did that happen?
Well, first I was with Barry Katz. Barry had me, Dave Chappelle, and Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer got it, and then I auditioned. They didn't want to give me an audition at first, and then Barry Katz and them talked them into just seeing me, and I got on stage with my propeller hat at the comic strip, and I went all out.
And so
I went all out like I was revenging my brother's death.
So what was your number one act? What do you think got you the audition? What was the number one bit?
Talked about doodle. I talked about doodle.
Dookie. Doodle, baby. That's not chocolate. That's doo-doo, baby.
That was your bit? That was one of your...
I talked about Michael Jackson doodling. What was it like for Michael Jackson? Can I curse?
Go for it.
What was it like for Michael Jackson to take a...
and how did that go?
Bubbles, bring me some toilet paper.
Shimone.
And that got you the auditions.
Shimone.
That got you the audition, and then what?
I said that Michael Jackson, the night before he took his, he had some pork and beans and hot dogs. Pork and beans. He has cowboy food.
He's a cowboy. Sitting around the campfire.
I'm laughing so hard. So then what landed the SNL gig then? Do you remember anything from the audition that you think sealed it?
I did the same thing when I did all of that for Lauren Michaels at the comic strip, and then I got the lads and I did a lot of stuff, and then they gave me a job. They gave me the gig.
Okay.
And from there, I started saying, give me a soda, bitch.
Now, the last one I have for you, is it true or false your favorite SNL character is Astronaut Jones that you did? Is that true or false?
I love all the characters that I played. I love all the characters, but the one that was closest to me was Woodrow.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I was starting to show my serious side.
Okay.
I got the girl, I lost the girl. You know, girl, boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. But I never got the girl back. Little TV sets going off inside my ear. Spaceman floating by, firecracker beer. Chase the demons lightly, oops, upside my mind. Up and down the sidewalk. Take a doodle pie. I love you.
Tracy Morgan.
The goat.
Tracy Morgan, the goat. No doubt about it. Oh, my gosh. Was there ever one idea that you came up with or anything else that you were involved with where they said, we can't do that on SNL?
Tracy Morgan. No. The idea I came up with was Brian Fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I came up and we did it, but he changed the name from Brian Fellow to Brian Fellows.
Okay.
We did. Hi, I'm Brian Fellow. We did that.
Quit looking at me, bird.
That bird is looking at me. Rich, I'll just say this, as you know, Tracy, you might not remember this years ago. You got punked. I'm friends with Ashton Kutcher, so I used to always see you back mm-hmm. in the day. And Brian Fellows, to this day, Ashton and I will still call each other up and go, I'm Brian Fellows. That sounds crazy.
Yep. Yep. I remember that punk, too, because Eddie Murphy said that was one of his favorite ones because I went street. I became street. I went back to Brooklyn on air.
What happened?
He said, you're not called nowhere.
It was something about we towed Tracy's car. He was at a club. No.
I was at work. The street.
And then we were at somewhere on Studio City on Ventura.
And then what happened?
And
yep.
We towed his car.
So what happened, Tracy?
He tried to come take my car from me, man. I wasn't having it.
And then
that was a Jaguar.
Did you turn you turned Brooklyn, huh? You went back to your roots?
I went straight Brooklyn on the ass. Ben Starr, do or die. Take the girl, kill the guy.
Oh, yeah, we told him we were going to tow his car to Barstow or something ridiculous like that, and Tracy was not having it.
It was a great punk too. It was great.
Well, Tracy, this is amazing. That was one of the best celebrity true or falses we've ever had. How are you enjoying doing The Last OG? Let's talk about that.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love that show. It's very dear to me
mm-hmm.
because I get to relive a lot of things in my life. And, it's surreal, and a lot of things are coming to me now in my older age, and I just put in a show. A lot of situations, and it's some black actors on it, mm-hmm. but it's really a show about the struggle, and the struggle is real. The struggle, everybody knows about the struggle. Everybody on the planet knows about the struggle. I don't care if you Jeff Bezos and you own Amazon. Everybody needs a reason to get out of bed in the morning. That's the hardest part of the day is getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know what's your reason. My reason is my kids.
Yeah, same with me. I agree with you.
My best co-star on the show is my daughter. She's 8 years old. She's my co-star on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why the show means a lot to me. My daughter's in it.
And how are you feeling these days? You feel good?
I feel great. I feel great. You know, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know about today. I feel great today. I'm doing an interview with you right now.
I love it.
You don't get no better than that.
No, I just am so thrilled to see you. And whenever I hear you and see you, you give so much joy to so many people, Tracy. So the fact that you're doing well, and then, you know, the last OG gives you such pleasure to do, it's great. You deserve that, man. You really do.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
You really do. And that's Tuesdays, 10 Eastern time on TBS, currently in season 4. Everyone should check it out. It's Tracy doing his thing. Thanks for the time, Tracy Morgan. You're the
I
best.
I love you, man, and thank you very much.
Right back at you. At Tracy Morgan on both Twitter and Instagram. The last OG airs Tuesdays at 10 Eastern on TBS.
As expected, the laugh was needed. How funny is he?
Just perfect timing.
I scalped tickets, I sold souvenirs, and I sold cocaine.
That's one of those as a host that just snaps off the curveball.
Just like, oh.
Knee buckler, right? Oh.
So. Just got to let that one go.
Okay, let's take a break. There is some Packers news outside of Aaron Rodgers' appearance on our buddy Pat McAfee's show here on Peacock, Odyssey, SiriusXM, and more. Your phone calls, sneaky good games, and more. 844-204-RICH. Let's chat.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Devontae Adams says he's playing Sunday.
All right.
So Jordan Love is going to have a
full complement of weapons.
Right.
Man.
And you know, Aaron Rodgers' 10-day period that he's got to be out. I don't know if you heard, but he's not vaccinated. Did you hear that about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, it's been going around.
So that puts him back the day before Week 10. So there's that. Okay. Does Love get two bites at the apple? Maybe.
They play Seattle next week, right?
And Rodgers, by the way, it's good to see. It seems like he's doing all right.
He said he had symptoms from Tuesday up until yesterday.
Okay. Well, then that's quick. I had him for 4 days. Oh, man. Yeah. That just sucked so bad. I never want to go through that again. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. I'm getting taken to task by somebody who's a twice vaccinated nurse saying that if Rodgers, it's disappointed in my take that if Rodgers has an allergic reaction or to the other vaccines, he can't take it.
Yes, but he was citing concerns about the J&J blood clot that affected 6 women out of millions and millions of doses. Come on.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Mike in Brooklyn, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
All right. I was during the Jets Colts game. I was hearing from my buddies about the my take on the Jets. The Jets are definitely looking up. They got a good coach and they got a good young team. things are looking up for them.
But let me just jump in here real quick. Let me just jump in here real quick, because you've called into this show many times before, and I greatly appreciate your constantly calling back. For those who might not know, Mike from Brooklyn in New York, sounding like a Mike from Brooklyn would sound like, you are a Colts fan. So
originally a Jet fan, a Joe Namath Jet fan. I jumped ship in 1975 because I jumped on board the Burt Jones bandwagon.
Uh-huh.
And then when the Jets traded Joe Namath to the Rams as a, 7-8-year-old kid, I was...
See you later. You're out.
It was really easy to jump ship.
You're out the gate. And then I think overall a wise choice. I mean, Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
Yeah,
you know, not bad. You had to wait a while.
Mention that last name again. The quarterback that used to wear number 12. I refer to.
Oh, come on now, man. I mean, look.
sorry, that's still a wound. That,
okay. All right. What do you got in mind today?
All right. So listen, as when you're a Colts fan like me, you kind of feel like you claim ownership of it. So here's my assessment. With give me some hope that something like this will be going on. Frank Reich, I love him. He's a
you
great
should.
Offensive mind.
Yeah.
But his how can I put it? His tactically, strategically, his game management, his this reliance on analytics and his situational football is horrendous, and it has been horrendous for 4 years since he's got here. Their defensive schemes are. It's like watching a high school team. They can make any quarterback, Mike White, it doesn't matter who it is, Josh Johnson, Mike White, I mean, Gardner Minshew's, Blake Bortles, they make them look like Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't even matter if Mr. Rodgers was the quarterback.
Nice.
I mean, their defense, so schematically, that's...
Yeah, I just like your GM. I like your GM. I like your coach, and I like your owner, you know, and that's what you need to have in place. And you just got to hope Carson Wentz just is the guy, I guess. And so far he has been up and down in the games that he's up and playing well, they win. And the games that's not, they haven't. And, you know, they're going to have to win, what would you think? 10 wins, 10 games has got to get you in at 10-7. 10-7 might leave you at home if you've got the wrong tie breaks too.
Right, but 10's that number. Which I think.
I get all that. The people who are making that. Yeah, okay. So it's.
That's what I'm just saying to you is that you know, and so you know, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend off. You know, have a good weekend off with your Colts having already taken care of business. Here's a question for Carson Wentz. Carson, can you not go head first anymore? How many times did he go in head first?
All of them.
It's like, bro, that's how you blew your knee out in the Coliseum. You jumped head first in the end zone. Can you slide?
Reckless.
Can we do that? How many times is he diving for the first down? And I know he's playing all out and he's doing what he has to do and he's playing flawless again is what his coach called it last night. But my God, you got to stay available. He's still diving head first for first downs. Like, what are you doing?
Also, why were they throwing bombs? Like,
I think what he's talking about tactically, they left the Jets a timeout on the board that they were not running it and taking all the timeouts away from the Jets, and they ended up kicking it back. But the Jets weren't scoring two more times. You just wanted one more for your back door.
I wanted one more,
and there was no way that they were going to get one more after that. You know. Yeah. So before we get to Sneaky Good Games, as we always do to finish up our Friday show and our week, I want to thank all of those of you out there who called into the program to say that the ends of the bread are called the heel.
Heels. Okay.
So why don't you have heels? Like, I'm just going to buy a loaf of heels. I would be a consumer of heels.
Put a Z on there, maybe?
Heels. Well, that, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like something that you put on to get rid of athlete's foot. Heels with a Z, right?
Z, okay. Yeah. Right,
so I just see the commercial where I just see a foot where, you know, a red around the heel and you just like rub something on it. Poof, it goes away.
All right, that's fair.
You know,
hi, I'm Rich Eisen for heels.
Hi, I'm Rich Eisen. If you're like me, you love the ends of the loaves of bread, otherwise known as the heels. So why don't you take a heels turn and buy an entire loaf of heels.
Sold.
Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, I want a peanut butter and jelly heel sandwich
PBJ
now.
PBJ heel sandwich.
Let me tell you something.
Sandwich?
Dude, that bread will go bad so fast because ain't nobody buying a bag of heels.
Untrue.
Okay.
Untrue.
Just going to sit there.
I'm in.
All I want. We can now post up at a farmer's market here in town.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sell out.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Put the Running Man on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Put the Running Man logo on it.
Let's go.
Look, if we're down there for a business venture, I'm in, but I'm just saying, like, we could go to a bakery.
You know what? It's one of those
and
things,
just
too.
Give us all the heels of the bread.
You know what I think of when I see you guys talking about this stuff? About my kids saying, let's get another dog. Who's going to take care of it? What are you going to run the heels business? You guys?
Yeah.
You guys going to run the heels business?
This guy runs a business
right
now.
Yeah, Jason's a very successful business owner.
I'm spinning plates every day for this show.
By the way,
I can only imagine. You know what I'd like to do? Let's put a deck together for the heels bread thing.
On it.
I've never put
Will
it.
You do it?
Yep.
Okay. All
done.
Right. Sold. Sneaky good games. Hit it. Hey. Here comes the America's Tom Brokaw. Hit it.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive
value. All right, everybody.
Let's go, Brockman. Who's baking the bread?
We're gonna get a deal with a bakery.
Okay.
We'll Wonder? Get
it'll be cheap. All right. No one wants these here.
Wonder?
All right, cool. All right, guys.
Multi-grain heels.
I wonder who'll buy this.
I'm on fire. Let's just acknowledge that. I want to be acknowledged.
Ever since we told you, ever since you were going to quit and we're like, keep going.
I was 1-11.
We talked him out of retirement.
I'm 10-14 now after a 2-1 week.
Here we go, man. Let's
keep it up.
This is inspiration.
Let's keep
Never
it up.
Give up.
Let's keep
Never
it up.
Give up.
Hold you know on what? Tight to your dreams.
I'm backing this team off the bye. I've kind of turned the corner. I'm becoming a believer, and I really didn't like the way the Vikings played last week at home in prime time against a backup quarterback. I'm going to lay the points with the Ravens. I love Baltimore -6. I think this game is not going to be close.
Okay.
I like the total here, Atlanta, New Orleans. Falcons, I think, are better than people give them credit for, and I like Trevor Siemian. At home. I like over 41.5. I think there's going to be some points in this game.
Okay.
Not a lot of people expected points last night. Last night's total was crazy.
Insane.
I think this game could be similar. And you know what, guys? I'm on the Jordan Love train. Jordan Love's got his full complement of weapons. He's going into one of the worst defenses we've seen in quite some time. And I think he's going to do work, and he's going to show people it's my time. I'm going to be the starter for the Green Bay Packers in 2022, and I can do this. Give me Green Bay +7.5.
People all over the world, join hands. Hop on the love train.
People all over the world.
Did you know you just went OJ's to finish
hands.
Up?
On the love train.
Did you realize you love just went train. OJ's
I
to finish up?
I did it inadvertently. I know the song, but I did it by accident.
Start a love train. You just did that.
We're going to start the love train.
Don't need no ticket. Come on.
Just hop on board.
3-0 this week. Let's go, people.
Chris Brockman dropping an OJ's reference inadvertently to wrap up this edition of Sneaky Good Games. Well done, everybody.
Jordan, let's go.
Jordan Love, let's go.
Oh, God. What
love
a day.
Love is all you need.
What a day.
This is like the longest week ever.
I know. What a day, man.
Someone tweeted, I can't remember who it was, that the NFL has been quite a year this week.
I know, quite a year this week. Yeah. I know. Goodness. You know, started with Von Miller being acquired by the Rams.
Miller, just like out of the blue.
And ends with Aaron Rodgers appearing on the Joe Rogan Experience. By the way, one of the most listened to podcasts everywhere.
He was on the Pat McAfee show, but
I know.
Referenced Joe Rogan.
I know. So he said he was talking to him about his COVID advice.
His medical advisor.
Well, I know. And what Joe says, people listen to. It's such a huge platform, just like everywhere where people who say that they're being canceled get to speak and say that they're being canceled. Thank you to Michael C. Hall. Thank you to Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo.
Thank you to TJ. What? And the great Tracy Morgan.
Astronaut
Jones. Shared quite a bit with the greatest celebrity true or false ever.
I'm Brian Fellows.
We're back to wrap up the show on Peacock in a minute.